Today, Massachusetts enters stage 4 in the easing of pandemic restrictions. It means indoor public gatherings of up to 100 people will now be permitted. Stadiums, arenas, and ballparks will also be allowed to open at reduced capacity. It marks an easing of guidelines we've not seen since the pandemic shut down the state 1 year ago, and coincides with Governor Baker's ambitious goal to vaccinate some 70% of all the state's population before the 4th of July. For more on all this, we turn this morning to Professor Sam Scarpino, who heads the Northeastern University Emergent Epidemics Lab. Good morning, Professor, and thanks again for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So let me ask, does reopening the state to this extent at this time make sense from your point of view?
I don't think reopening now makes sense. And there's a lot of support from public health officials who agree with me.
Are you worried that this move will encourage people to become too relaxed in the pandemic? And in terms of safety, what do you think our listeners should prioritize as we enter this new period in the pandemic?
I am worried that the reopening communicates a level of safety that's simply not there. We heard from Dr. Walensky, who now heads the CDC and was a part of the governor's task force almost a month ago, that she thought we were moving too quickly in this state. What we need to do is prioritize mask wearing, physical distancing, staying outside as much as possible, avoiding indoor gatherings with unvaccinated individuals who are outside of your bubble.
I want to ask about sports and arenas. As of today, the Boston Garden is again open to fans. The Bruins, ironically, were scheduled to play tomorrow night, but that game's been postponed because several players have had to enter COVID protocols. Is it too soon to start bringing crowds into arenas and ballparks? Because the Red Sox are, of course, on the verge of opening day at Fenway. Is it too soon to start bringing crowds into arenas and ballparks, even at lower capacity, from your view?
Reopening now puts all of our games at risk and may make it take longer for us to return to something that looks like normalcy.
I want to ask about the governor's goal to vaccinate 70% of the state population by the 4th of July. Do you think that's realistic? Is that an achievable goal?
It's certainly a stretch goal to vaccinate that many individuals in the state for two reasons. One, we're still waiting on emergency use authorization for younger individuals. In addition, we know that vaccine hesitancy levels are high enough that getting to that 70% mark may be unobtainable. So we're going to need a very aggressive and proactive messaging campaign on the part of the governor in order to achieve that goal.
All right. Given all you've said this morning, I want to know when you think we will be back to the new normal, so to speak. And is a new normal even the right way to think about it?
As many of us said about a month ago, including the CDC director, if we had left measures in place, continued to focus on vaccination, we could have very likely ridden the warmer weather into a new normal much more quickly than we may achieve now. Cases are up, positivity is up, and there's certainly a risk that with measures being relaxed that we could enter into another surge. So it's really up to us and up to the governor how quickly we can begin a new normal. Now, will things ever be the same? Probably not in the short term, but that doesn't mean that we can't have most of our social connections back, that we can't rebuild the aspects of our economy that have been hit hardest. And that's what all of us are working for, and why the decisions we make and the decision the governor makes over the next few days and weeks are so important.
And with that, we end this morning's conversation with Sam Scarpino, professor of network science who heads up Northeastern University's Emergent Epidemics Lab. Sam, again, thank you and have a great day.
Thanks, Bob.